Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Loaded. I'm going to lead off today by going to somebody whose website actually, you know, it's just a statement, gunsavelife.com. He's also a writer at thetruthaboutguns.com, editor emeritus of Gun News. His name is John Bach. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Love the purge siren, by the way.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that might be fitting in certain inner city places.
Especially in Illinois.
Yeah. Speaking of Illinois, you recently had to, did you have to testify in front of some Illinois peoples?
I had a 5-hour plus deposition with the Illinois Attorney General grilling me.
Tell me about that. What was his problem with you? Surely, I mean, you're just a writer, you know, just going by the Bill of Rights. What was the problem?
Well, they were trying to do a number of things, but the most interesting part that had absolutely nothing to do with the lawsuit challenging the Floyd Act was they spent 40 solid minutes grilling me over burying guns because I'd written a number of articles on how to bury guns, where to bury guns, strategies for avoiding detection once they're buried, the whole nine yards. And I thought it very telling that they spent a lot of time trying to get me to tell them where I had buried things and what I had buried. And they also spent another probably 10 or 15 minutes talking about my boating career. I have a terrible reputation for wrecking boats and losing guns.
That is horrible. I hate it when that happens.
It's almost like spilling booze.
I know.
Alcohol abuse.
I know. So with that, I mean, is it illegal to bury guns?
Not at all. Not at all. I reminded them, and they found a little humor of it. I reminded them that I told people at the springtime in front of the Deerfield Village Hall is a rather large flower bed. It would be an excellent time and place to secret away a stash, because who's going to look in front of the Deerfield Village Hall flower bed for illicitly buried firearms? Again, they found no humor in that, but I thought it was amusing, especially since Deerfield has a had a new gun ban that we unsuccessfully challenged. We didn't successfully challenge their magazine ban, but of course that's all history now that Illinois has passed a gun and magazine ban of its own, and obviously it's in court, but it's a hot mess.
I'm very curious, whenever they bring somebody in front of them and they haul somebody in front of them, what is the point of bringing you in front of them? Were they wanting to know why you were talking about it? Were they wanting to know what motivated you to talk about it? I mean, what was the motivation for them to do it in the first place?
Well, the purpose of the deposition was to establish standing for the Floyd challenge that Gun Save Life made, trying to get the Floyd card struck down. And I'm sure under the Bruin decision that it's going to be struck down. After all, there were no states with Floyd cards in 1791.
That's what I was thinking.
They had me under oath, and so they thought they could interrogate me with the oath truth serum. And fortunately, my attorney objected a couple of times and never really gave him a whole lot of specifics. And they found it rather hard to believe that I hadn't really lost any guns in boating accidents, especially the number of times I'd written about it and the pictures that I'd produced showing real true boating accidents, including one I saw in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
But again, they were just terribly, terribly incensed that somebody would have the audacity not to surrender to government edicts on turning in their guns, sort of thing. It was very telling, very much status working at the Attorney General's office. And he's got like 500 attorneys working for him in that office, and they can't even manage to get people to show up in court to fight the gun and magazine ban on a couple of hearings earlier this year. It's something they don't want to get out of their offices in Springfield and, frankly, mostly Chicago.
Now, during the course of this, right, did Kim Fox's name ever come up?
Not really, not a whole lot. Kwame's name as the Illinois Attorney General certainly came up, they asked me some questions at the very end that were, I think, trying to discredit me. You know, did I think that the election in 2020 was, free and fair? Did I think Trump lost? Was I familiar with QAnon? Did I support the Oath Keepers and that sort of stuff? And yeah, it was interesting. Oh, and they also asked me if I'd ever committed any felonies and got away with it. And I started to answer the question, have you ever seen the video on YouTube that everyone commits a felony every day? They just don't realize it. But then my attorney told me, in essence, to shut up and take the fifth. So I did.
Well, I mean, so this is about the FOID card, but they're asking you all of this stuff about your background. And it was a deposition. I know they do that in depositions. They seem to, because I guess with a real deposition, if they were actually out there and they were just asking you about the topic, it wouldn't take 5 hours, would it?
No, it wouldn't. We had a break in the middle where I, this is off the record, right? Talked to a friend who had been through a lot of depositions, and he coached me on how to better handle some of their interrogation. And on the second half of the deposition, it had a whole different flavor than the first, because I kept asking them to repeat the questions, restate the questions, not using the same words. And one, I think I did it 6 times to him, and by then he was just about to lose his dentures and pull out his hair. And he's like, why do you keep asking me to restate the question? And I told him, I said, well, I don't want to misinterpret what you asked me, because you already grilled me about the fact that I conflated our mission statement and our purpose, and I don't want to fall into that same little mousetrap of yours. So, yeah, I'm going to ask for more clarification if there's any doubt in my mind at all about what you mean. And so it was a very different deposition in the second half, but it was still intimidating, to say the least. And I don't intimidate well, but they were trying to grill me and get me to say something really stupid to discredit our case or get it thrown out or something along those lines.
I'm going to presume they did not succeed with that.
No, they did not. We lost the first round in the circuit court. We got assigned a new judge who was a family court judge. There was a 90 minutes of oral arguments, and she didn't ask a single question of either side. She basically signed the state's proposed order, ruling against us. I think what the bottom line was, she didn't want the case. She didn't want the headache. She didn't want to spend her off hours time researching and writing a cogent decision in a landmark civil rights lawsuit. So she just signed off on the state's proposed order and went on her merry way. And as a result of that, she's not even going to be a footnote in history. But that's okay. You know, it's a landmark civil rights case. It's not cut out for everybody. And if she wants to be a nobody, that's fine. I don't even remember her name, frankly. And we'll just move on to the appellate court level. We'll end up in front of the Illinois Supreme Court, I have no doubt. That'll probably happen late this year, early next year. And if the Illinois Supreme Court does something stupid with it or rules against us, we'll take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm very confident that the justices there will accept the case and give us a ruling striking down the Floyd card forever, throwing it into the dustbin of history, because, you know, it came around in 1968 because Mayor Daley was nervous about black people carrying guns to defend themselves in the streets of Chicago during all those rioting.
Well, hold up right there, if you will. Hold up right there.
Sure.
You can finish the story when we get back. The website is gunsavelife.com. Talking to John Bach, this is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you.
back. This is Lock and Load. I am speaking to John Mock from GunsSaveLife.com. Also, TruthAboutGuns.com, where John is sometimes a surrogate when old Zimmerman is somewhere. Which he's very rarely somewhere where he can't come on the show. He does the show when he's on the road. But anyway, we were just talking about your hope for this thing and everything else. Are we about ready to move on to the next thing?
You betcha.
So you've got the article at the top of the page, which was published on the 22nd of August. I'm old enough to remember when they tried that in a small town. It's got old Kyle Rittenhouse there.
Yes, indeed.
Yep, and you know, I find it amazing that they got all upset about try that in a small town. Have you ever heard? I think Country Boy by what's his name? I'll look it up while we're talking. But I mean, that's a song from 2011. He does pretty much the same thing. He's talking about being American and carrying guns and all this other stuff, and you know. I just don't understand why Try That in a Small Town was, and, you know, now there's another song out, and what do you make of this feigned outrage over that? And you probably stirred that pot real nice with your little meme that you put up there. That was pretty funny.
Well, it was a very good meme, Try That in a Small Town, and, you know, it's the usual left in our country as sustained and supported by the mainstream media. And here comes this meme. I'm old enough to remember when they tried that in a small town with a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse walking down the street with his AR-15 slung across his chest.
Right.
They tried it in a small town, and look what happened. They got creamed, and they had it coming, frankly. It wasn't like he went looking for trouble. And, boy, it was quite an interesting time, and I think we would see more of that if Antifa and those sorts of people tried that kind of stuff in smaller towns across America. But I'd be surprised. There's also people out there that are pretty radical. You know, I thought I lived in a pretty conservative town in central Illinois, and, you know, I put up a couple of Trump signs, and all of a sudden, you know, I get my tires slashed and signs and other materials vandalized, and my neighbors had a sign as well. And the next thing you know, we got ourselves a old-fashioned Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri-style group of lefties marching down the street trying to send a message to us to shut up and sit down and be quiet, or they were going to burn our houses down. And we had talked with the police ahead of time, and I made it pretty clear to the police chief that if they start busting out windows or playing with fire, I said, I'm going to start shooting everyone who's facing the house, and I'm not going to stop shooting until I run out of ammo or I run out of people facing the house. And I told him I got a lot of loaded magazines. And then I asked him, I said, so can I trust you to keep my sleeping two-year-old safe, keep my two-year-old twin safe during the course of this event? And he's like, I think we can do that. And they had a whole boatload of police officers just a block or two away, you know, out of sight, but very close by to respond if there were any problems. But it all went off fairly innocuously. We stayed in the house, kept our heads down, and everything was fine. But, boy, there was a pucker factor, you know, 400 people marching down the street. It was an interesting day.
Do you remember when Pipe Hitters Union and Spike Stackle did the poster of Not Today Antifa, which was basically four or five pipe hitters, which now I'm using the generic term for guys that are military and tactical, you know, kitted up with AR-type weapons, facing 500 howling black blocked. Now, has that gone away? That's no longer the flavor of the month. Is what's up with that one?
You know, ever since Joe Biden has taken office, they've kind of been relatively quiet. They're not trying to burn down Seattle or Portland, and I don't know where they've gone, but I know they're not far away. You see them every now and then. They were at that Atlanta, Georgia police training place, and they burned it down. But they're not what they were, that's for sure. I think they would be back in a heartbeat if Trump got reelected. And, of course, that's kind of the left's brown shirts, if you will. The people who go out and do direct action against conservative targets, and that's what we see. And so they're kind of out of play right now. But it's interesting. You know, I've got 4K video surveillance all around my house. The neighbors got the same. And we record, we watch out for one another. But it's not the quiet conservative town I thought it was. There's a lot of kooks around here. But yeah, it's at least the crime's not like it is in Chicago. I think they had, 25 armed robberies last night in Lincoln Park, which is the really nice neighborhood in Chicago. 25 armed robberies in one night where, three or four guys cruise around in a stolen car. They jump out with guns, stick their guns in the faces of people, take their valuables or their cars, and then they drive away. And police even saw one of the armed robberies in progress, and their supervisor ordered them to cease chasing them. And another one of the armed robberies, they saw it on police cameras, and again, they were told not to chase. And that's just what you get. You don't enforce the law, and you don't have a criminal justice system to deter bad behavior. You get more of it.
But, here's the thing for this, right? And a lot of businesses are starting to get upset about this because they're like, you won't let us have weapons and you keep letting these guys out. You've gotten rid of the cops. What is it that they want to run? What do they want to be in charge of? Because if Antifa were to come back, they're only going to function well in a blue enclave, which is already
probably.
Yeah, and it's already hell there anyway. What, they're going to go back to Portland and show them some more?
I don't know, but just look at Dick's Sporting Goods. Their stock crashed 25% today.
Yeah.
It was the largest one-day drop in the company's history, and all because they missed their earnings because of shrinkage. Imagine that, Dick's shrinkage. Mm. They've got people robbing them blind, but look what they did. They went from selling guns to gun owners to law-abiding productive people to donating money to Black Lives Matter and defund the police types and quit selling guns, turn their backs on gun owners, threw us under the bus, got super woke, and now people are robbing them blind, and they're like, oh no, help, what's wrong? We're not making our earnings numbers because people are stealing stuff from us blind. You would never guess that Dick's ever had a sporting goods or a hunting section in the local store in my town, and all their Field and Stream stores have been remodeled and redesigned, and there's something else entirely. I don't even know what they are now, and now they're just lost a quarter of the company's value. And if your retirement fund has got the investments in Dick's Sporting Goods stock, then a Pardeen A200 ain't going to fix that.
No, hang on for me if you will. We're gonna move on. Talking to John Bach of GunsSaveLife.com, a website that doesn't really it pulls fewer punches than most websites do. I don't think that John cares if some people get angry at him, or if he does care, he hides that really well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The plane reportedly carrying Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, may have been shot down. Video online seems to show the trail of a missile and the plane crashing. Pittsburgh police are responding to what's being called an active shooting situation. Allegheny County Sheriff's deputies were serving an eviction notice in the city's Garfield neighborhood when the person inside opened fire.
Right. I think we just sent up a couple more drones. Not the first time the suspect did shoot at earlier previous drones, right? So right now it's an active gunfire situation right now.
More than 100 rounds are said to have been fired. Nearby homes have been evacuated. Labor Day travel is way up compared to last year, especially those going abroad. According to AAA booking data, domestic travel this upcoming holiday weekend is up 4%, and international travel spiked 44% compared to last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with John Bach from GunSaveLife.com. And he's got a special story to tell me about, and I don't even know where to look at it and follow along, so I'm just going to be listening very quietly. Tell me about this.
Well, Bill, here in Illinois, the governor just signed what was House Bill 218, and it's a bill that allows for attorneys to sue members of the firearms industry for improperly marketing firearms and firearms accessories to people who might use them illegally, to children, and to militants. And I have no doubt that the people in Springfield running our state, the governor and the attorney general, no doubt they view Gun Save Life as a bunch of militants. And frankly, I'm concerned that the Illinois State Police might show up at my house and confiscate all of my electronics and do so in an effort to run Gun Save Life out of business or at least cripple us. And with that in mind, we're taking steps just to be on the safe side to ensure continuity of things should the state police come and take all of my electronics by storing files up in the cloud and doing some other things. We're trying to protect ourselves and to keep our message still flowing. You know, the left in America doesn't really care about the Constitution and the constitutional protections. I mean, just look at that newspaper in Kansas that a bunch of police raided their offices and took a bunch of their stuff and in essence shut them down for a week or so until they could get their computers back and get up and running again. And I have no doubt that the left in Illinois, especially J.B. Pritzker and his buddies, I have no doubt they wouldn't use lawfare against their political opposition. And we fall squarely into that category with the work that we're doing, trying to get the Floyd card struck down as unconstitutional with our lawsuit challenging the gun ban and the magazine ban that was just passed. That's arguably one of the most onerous in the country. And we're working hard to be a burr under the saddle of the governor, and I have no doubt that he would like to get the cockle burrs out from under his saddle, because we're putting a little hitch in his giddy up.
I'm sure. But see, here's the thing, like you and what happened in Kansas, right? That was based upon some favored person making a phone call or two. And they didn't file the affidavit for the warrant until 3 days after the raid.
Yeah, and they're still without their computers.
They're still without their computers. But I mean, what resulted from that though is that it got tossed pretty quick.
Well,
and it never even made it there because the prosecutor looked at it and said, "Yeah, wow, they put this in front of me. Wow."
Yeah, well, I think if they did something like that to us, I would think FIRE or one of the other civil rights legal outfits would come to the rescue for us. And
right.
If not, we'd have to retain counsel and go after this and maybe challenge the constitutionality of the law. But it was passed with an eye towards allowing people to sue the firearms industry out of business. And, you know, even if they don't get a judgment out of them, they'll still bankrupt them in legal fees for nuisance lawsuits. And I think, by the way that this law is structured, that a all-encompassing definition of people in the firearms industry could include gun rights advocacy groups, because we're promoting young people to shoot firearms and participate in firearms activities, the sport, and certainly they consider us militants. And I think they could argue with a straight face in court that we're inclined to break the law, especially in the sense that if there's an uprising, that we would be among the people uprising against the government, and as such, we would be likely to be violating the law with our guns. And you know how that song and dance goes. And, I've been astounded by some of the arguments they've made in the Floyd card lawsuit that we've got, and also the gun and magazine ban challenge. These people have no shame.
Well, I know they have no shame, but I mean, do you think one of the reasons maybe that hasn't happened yet might be, well, I mean, okay. Does guns save life, or do you, or through Truth About Guns, do you guys have any sort of lawyers on retainer?
We've got some lawyers that are members. And if we got hit with one of these things with this new law, I would contact Chuck Michelle in California.
Yeah.
And also some other high-profile legal names. And while they don't do this sort of litigation, I am confident that they could put me in touch with a good recommendation of attorneys that do this sort of thing. And also, like I said, there's these civil rights groups out there that do what the ACLU used to do in terms of fighting for free speech rights of people typically of both sides of the political spectrum, not just the left, as the ACLU has become, the American Civil Leftist Union now. But
right.
I think that we would be okay, but it would be bloody, it would be brutal, and it would be, they could negatively impact Gun Safe Life or similar type groups. by, you know, just making a few moves. And, you know, I couldn't imagine having a raid in my house. And I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to be dynamic about it, as they've done to some people in the gun industry with some other things, just because, you know, we've got guns and they like to give us the flashbang treatment for just to send a message, if you will. They've done that with a couple of dealers that they've raided, and you know, no reason at all. These people are law abiding, they're federal firearms licensees, and they come in with you know, armored Bearcats and flashbangs and knocking down the door and everything else. That, you know, people that have a lifetime of being law abiding, and you know, the purpose of that is just to send a message. And I have no doubt that J.B. Pritzker would like to send a message to us to shut up and sit down and get out of his way. Yeah. I have no doubt at all that that is within the realm of possibility.
Well, I just saw this thing with John Crump happen, where they, and I mean, that was,
yes,
pretty stupid. And but as soon as they found out that he had a lawyer,
changed the tune, didn't they?
Changed their tune an awful lot. And I was just thinking, goodness gracious, you've got to have at least access to the kind of counsel that he has.
I would think that we could find it in pretty short order. Yeah, it's not like we have a whole legal team on a retainer, because, yeah, you know, well, we've been threatened with lawsuits almost 24 times. They've all been empty threats, and you know you're right over enemy positions, having an impact when they start threatening to sue you.
Yeah,
that's always a good sign in my book.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. I just, whenever I look at that stuff and I see these kind of actions happening, it seems like what they're actually expecting is they're expecting or hoping that you don't have legal counsel, that you'll be fully intimidated, except I kind of think that's hard to do against a gun rights organization of any type.
Well, it makes a difference when you can defend yourself with a firearm. You know, people have to convince you with words, not threats of violence.
Right.
And they're not used to dealing with that. They're used to intimidating people. And, you know, just look at the TV crime shows and all that. You know, the bad guys all fold in a heartbeat. You know, the real world's not like that. But if you don't know what your rights are, you're, you know, easily susceptible to being intimidated. And I'll be honest, I was intimidated during that deposition with the Attorney General's office, and the guy was kind of a jerk about some things, and I really didn't care for it. But, you know, like I said, the second half I kind of toyed with him a little bit, forcing him to re-ask the same questions over and over again, and he didn't like that. And I think he understood where it was coming from. I was pushing back a little bit as I could, and he wasn't used to people doing that. And a lot of these people in authority aren't used to people resisting, and it's just like the mask mandates I see coming down the pike again from the Biden administration.
Right.
You know, I think we're going to be hip deep in that here in Illinois, because J.B. Pritzker, of course, has got to burnish his woke credentials with the hard left before his presidential run coming up soon.
Sure. Hang on for me one more time, if you will. Talking to John Bach from GunSaveLife.com. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back. We are speaking with John Bach from GunSaveLife.com, and John just went through some culture shock. Tell me about what you did, John.
Well, I left Illinois for the free state of Florida. We drove down and saw the countryside, and it was beautiful, a bunch of really nice people. You know, Illinois is, well, basically when you get south of I-80 in Illinois, it's kind of God's country. But when you get out of Illinois, it's really God's country. And, you know, we went down to Florida. We stayed in Fort Walton Beach. We saw the Blue Angels practice one day. Went to the Naval Air Museum there, and I got a chance. I introduced my four-year-old twin boys to the actual Blue Angels aviators there at the museum. It was just fabulous. But, of course, we had to leave our guns, my wife and I, we had to leave our guns back at the rental condo we were at. But, you know, I didn't really get all that anxious about missing that weight on my hip because, you know, Florida, the violent crime there is at 50-year lows. It's safe. I mean, there's nobody running around carjacking people or robbing people in stolen cars and nobody looting stores and acting like Chicago. You know, people aren't getting shot every day. And, you know, the people in Chicago, I'm sure the people like J.B. Prisker look down at the people at the, on the Redneck Riviera there on the Emerald Coast, where the sand is pure white and the people are super nice and the beaches are just awesome. The water's blue, and because they got beaches in Chicago. It's just the difference is in Chicago, to get on the beach, you have to go through a police checkpoint and be searched. And, you know, you get complimentary gunfire when you go to the beach in Chicago. You know, it's interesting, but it was a culture shock in that, you know, Florida is nice. The crime there is almost nil. But that's because Florida's leadership and Governor Ron DeSantis takes obviously a role in that to some degree. Even though this is a campaign ad for his campaign for president, which I'm a bigger supporter of somebody else running for president, but
sure.
Florida, they have compassion for the law abiding before they have compassion for criminals. But in Illinois, it seems like J.B. Prisker and Brandon, what's his name, running Chicago, Brandon Johnson, they have more compassion for criminals and the gang members in society. And, you know, they don't even call gang violence. They call it gun violence. They try to rename it to deflect the fact that it's the gangs driving most of the crime in Chicago. And elsewhere in Illinois and other smaller towns in Illinois, you know, those gangs are still driving this violence. In Decatur, for instance, they've had a lot of shootings, and in 3 years, it's been all blacks as the shooters in all the shootings in Decatur, Illinois. But, you know, you're not supposed to talk about that. That's kind of the third rail of speech and politics. You don't mention that. And, you know, that's not to say that the black people are bad, not by a long shot. My first wife was black. And, you know, the vast majority of African Americans are just trying to work a decent job, have a career, raise a family, raise their children, be productive members of the community and have a decent life. And, unfortunately, it's the gang members out there that are the ones that get all the press and make everybody, think that, you know, the blacks are the problem. No, they're not the problem. It's the gang members that are the problem. And, it's really something. But down in Florida, the people were just nice as pie. Everybody was super nice. Of course, then again, everybody was armed up there on that part of Florida. But, you know, an armed society is a polite society.
Yeah.
Illinois could take a lot away from that.
Yeah. Do you, I'm very curious about this. Now, I think I know what the answer to this is going to be, but do you ever think about just saying, you know what, I've tried to save you guys from yourselves, and you just bent on, you know, going this route, and it's not going to be me. I'm not going to be one, and just moving somewhere else. You ever thought about that?
Well, we've not only thought about it, we've actively contemplated in much more than that. But here's the thing, you know, we're tied here. My wife's got a great job with some great insurance, right. And she's got about 10 or 12 more years before she can retire. And our friends and our families, that's what keeps us here in Illinois. And we're here until our kids get out of school and probably head on into the military. And that's when the window will open for us to vote with our feet. But, you know, if they start doing gun confiscations and doing some crazy stuff like that, or if they mandate COVID vaccinations for the kids in order to go to school, I think that is kind of the red line for us to say, you know, enough's enough. You know, we love our friends. They're a great safety net for us. But we just can't stay here with that. And I think a lot of people are like that. In fact, a couple of years ago, we lost 20% of our board of directors at Gun Save Life in one calendar year for our members moving out of state.
Right.
It's just amazing. There's a lot of productive, really decent people moving out of Illinois, about roughly 100 or 120,000 a year. And it's not a good place to be. It sucks. It's almost like your friends have died when they move away and you can't see them. You can't talk to them and do things with them on a regular basis as you've done for years before. And it's awful, but it's unfortunately the place we're at. And It's crazy. It's just, I never dreamed it would be like this.
Well, I have wondered about that because I know a lot of really good advocates, activists that are out there, and it's like they're beating their head against a brick wall. And
feels like it.
Yeah.
Some days.
Yeah. And, you know, in my state, in South Carolina, you know, it'd just be crickets. You'd be out here going, well, I can carry a gun with a permit. I can carry in the open. Holy moly. And it wouldn't be quite that. Which, that might be, well, Florida now has concealed constitutional carry, right? That's what they,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which we don't mm-hmm. have, we don't have constitutional carry. It's on the docket, but it hasn't made it to an actual vote yet. What, because
27 states have some form of permitless carry?
Yeah.
Yeah, Illinois will be probably the next to last or the last state to get it. Maybe before I'm eating tapioca pudding in a nursing home, I don't know.
Well, I sincerely hope so.
I'm not intending on dying here in Illinois, not unless I get shot in a shootout with bad guys, but I fully intend to move eventually, but it's just we'll have to wait and see how things go, and we'll see if the pendulum swings the other way. I mean, you know, in my past experience and looking back at history, you know, whenever the country swings to the left or swings to the right, you know, the pendulum eventually comes back around the other direction.
Yep.
And we'll see how it all goes. I'm not pessimistic by a long shot. I think there's plenty of opportunity out there to straighten this country out, but we'll have to wait and see how this next presidential election goes. That will tell the tale for a lot.
Yeah. That's one of those things where, well, I don't know. You know, when I watched the election in Chicago for mayor, with all the crime that Chicago was going through, and the fact that they've already cut the police back in Chicago, and they had a choice between somebody who claimed not to be a defund the police guy and somebody who claimed to be a defund the police guy. They ran to Brandon.
Bill, I called that election a month before it happened.
Yeah, well.
I called it down to almost the number of percentage points that Brandon won. I said the people who cheat on elections are the people who support Brandon Johnson, and it doesn't matter how many ballots the other guy gets, Brandon Johnson's going to have 10 or 15,000 more votes, and he's going to win. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened.
Right.
You know, we've got this mail-in voting stuff here in Illinois, and it's, you know, it's rigged. You know, the hard left is going to keep winning elections, and the Republicans in Illinois are the people who aren't hard left are going to keep losing, and they're going to keep losing more and more until they're in a corner of the state where they've got, you know, 99% of the votes, but the Democrats can't cheat enough to make them lose. So it's not like other states that have voter ID or
right.
these other protections. You know, a voter or this vote by mail thing is just awful.
Rigged.
It's just, yes, it
rigged.
Allows cheating left and right.
And we're going to have to leave it right there because we've run out of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The confluence of events that just happened to have John Bach on the show were so coincidental and convenient that I don't know who to thank for it. Thank you,
well,
sir.
Thanks for having me, sir. I do appreciate it. You have a great day, and same for your listeners.
Yes, sir. GunSaveLife.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.